Welcome to another broadcast of the Word for Life radio program. With me in the studio is the co-host of the broadcast, Chancellor of Northern Baptist Bible College, Dr. Les Olala. And Doc, we're right in the middle of a series that we're entitling God's Glory in Clay Pots. And you began talking to us about this out of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and there was a particular verse that caught your attention. I think you told us that you memorized this whole chapter in one sitting at one time.
Yes, I was under such a burden wondering if I should have ever been in the ministry years ago when I saw that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, and I went through that whole passage, but we have this ministry according to His mercy He has given us. God was constantly putting me through situations that forced me to transfer the load to Him. Mm. In His love and in His mercy and in His kindness, He lovingly kept allowing situations that would force me to realize there's no one I want to please more than Him. And I would have to go to bed at night saying, I know one is pleased. Mm-hmm. And I started living my life with that pattern. I cannot please multitudes. I must go to bed knowing the one is pleased.
And that's a great way for all of us to live.
Yeah, and this passage was really an encouragement to me.
Well, you know, I think every one of our listeners, whether they're in ministry on a full-time basis or whether they're doing ministry in a local church, faces the same kind of burden that you're talking about. I mean, we all get to that place where we wonder, what was I thinking? Has God really called me to teach this Sunday school class? Has God called me really to be in this evangelistic outreach? How am I going to survive all the things that are happening in my life? And I think your answer, as we looked at that last broadcast, having this treasure in earthen vessels was a great way of explaining why these things happen to us. This is God's way of taking the treasure that He put in us and exposing that treasure by breaking the pot.
We see a purpose statement in verse 7 of 2 Corinthians, for that the power may be of God and not of us. He wants to receive the glory. God shares His glory with no man, and He wants to receive the glory. This was a real lesson for us. And then we talked about the whole significance of the clay pot where this great treasure of the gospel and the glory of God has been placed. And an Old Testament example is, to me, very clear of what God was trying to teach Jeremiah regarding the nation of Israel. The nation of Israel was God's chosen vessel in the Old Testament. And yet they constantly went away. They constantly went into disobedience. They constantly went into the gods of this world. And then we see God taking Jeremiah down to the potter's house. Jeremiah, 40 years of preaching without a grateful response. And God sends Jeremiah to the potter's house, not to preach to the potter, but to receive a message from God about what he had in mind. And he uses this analogy of this potter's house forming vessels in Jeremiah chapter 18. And it would be good for us to begin that passage, and I believe in this, as it has been a great lesson for me through the years, that God is going to do His forming and shaping work in us. And it may come many times to very difficult circumstances.
Yeah, let me read those verses, Doc, in Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6. In the last broadcast, you made a statement that just really struck home in my own life, that we want to show the glory of God by polishing the pot. And God has intended for the glory to come out through the breaking of the pot.
The only way the message internally is going to be seen is for the breaking of that clay pot. The clay pot simply was a holder of the message.
And that's
the
all we are.
Right.
But we're all clay, and I think that's the key. How does God take clay and make it usable? Let me read this passage, and then maybe you can address that question, because I think that's really where we all live. I'm clay in the potter's hands. How is God going to take me from a lump of clay and make me into a usable pot that He can break for His glory so this treasure that's inside that He put there can come out? Let me read verses 1 through 6 out of Jeremiah 18. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel.
Who is in charge here?
Well, the potter, obviously.
The potter, but what was God telling Israel through Jeremiah? In other words, as the clay is in the potter's hands, are not you in my hands, O house of Israel? I can shape whatever I choose to shape from you. But when there is a resistance, then there has to be a shaping again of another vessel. Mm-hmm. And Paul makes allusion to this in the book of Romans, which we will touch on in this series. That is, we simply must yield to the hands of the potter. We cannot form ourselves as we choose to form ourselves without having that breaking process take place in order that God may indeed form us into what he wants.
And my problem is I'm that lump of clay and I have an idea of what I want to be.
David said in Psalm 31:12, I am like a broken vessel. It's that word vessel again.
Mm-hmm.
David was experiencing these troubles. Psalm 31 and verse 15, he said, my times are in thine hands, in that same chapter, in the same context. In other words, I'm a broken vessel, but yet the controller of all of this has me in his hands, has my times in his hands. And Jeremiah preached, but in this case, you see, he went to hear in verse 2.
Right.
He went down to the potter's house. I will cause thee to hear my words, not to preach my words. To hear my words, because Jeremiah had to learn something from God. He was preaching to a nation that was resisting the hands of the potter.
Mm. Sounds like us today almost.
Yeah. The parallels are so rich because God lovingly shapes us into the image that he wants. I remember years ago we went through Casa Bonita restaurant. Many of you have been to Casa Bonita in Denver. In fact, I think there are a few in other places of the country. After we ate, we were kind of wandering around through there. You know, they have all kinds of different shows and cliff jumpers and all within this restaurant. And what caught my eye, there was a potter working. And I had never seen a potter work before. And he had around him shelves. And on those shelves, he had different lumps of clay, small, larger, and all different shapes and sizes of clay. And then he would take off the shelf one of these pieces of clay. He would put it on the wheel. And I noticed he was controlling this wheel with his foot at the bottom, where there was a wheel underneath that his foot would turn. Once that wheel got turning, the shaft went up and there was a smaller plate on top where the clay would be placed. And as I watched the potter with his foot, I'm sure now there are automatic drives and so on, or however it works. But the point of the matter is he took off the shelf a blob of clay, placed it on the wheel, and then he began to shape and form. And I was amazed at what I saw happening before my eyes. But the potter knew exactly what he had in mind when he put that piece of clay on that turning wheel.
What a lesson for us, because the Lord knows exactly what he has in mind for each of us.
Yeah. The parallels were so great. In fact, it drove me to go home and study on ceramics. I got encyclopedias out and I began studying how does pottery work? How is it formed? And the lessons were so good because I thought, boy, how God works within us. And first of all, we see the clay. How does the clay come from the ground to usability? What process has to happen there, Doc?
Well, somebody's got to go find it and dig it out.
You take it out from the ground, but you don't take clay from the ground and plop it on a spinning wheel. It has to be separated from that ground where it is. What a picture of us being washed. There has to be this taking out and washing. It says in Genesis that God formed man from the dust of the ground. Mm-hmm. That's why I always say I'm a two-legged mound of dirt full of air. And out of nothing, he created us.
And the scriptures are constantly referring to us as people that have been dug out of a pit.
Yeah, being brought from where we were to this present situation, set my feet on solid ground. So the clay has to be washed, and then it's run through a sieve through a very fine process mm-hmm. to work out impurities, which is a sanctifying process. Mm-hmm. After it's been separated from the ground, there is a sanctifying process. Then after that sanctifying process, it is then kneaded, like a baker
takes dough
and kneads it to work the bubbles out so that when it's on the shelf ready for shaping, there is not a problem that has to start all over mm-hmm. in that process. So the clay itself is a reminder that we are simply blobs, different shapes.
And God has been working out, even before he puts us on the wheel, God has been working out all these impurities in us.
Yeah, we've been separated from the old world. If any man's in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things pass away. Mm. All things are becoming new. This is the will of God for you, even your sanctification, 1 Thessalonians 4:3. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we start that kneading work, all the little things God pressures us with to work the impurities and work the hindrances out of our lives. Mm. And we see the end result is what the potter has in mind. But the point of the matter is, on the shelf, there are small lumps, medium lumps, larger lumps, and we are not all the same. I mean, you may be driving to work or you may be sitting home thinking, you know, there are so many talented people at our church, and what can I do? Mm. God knows exactly what lump you were. He knows exactly what he wanted you to be, and you cannot compare yourself to someone else.
In fact, we're told that if we compare ourselves to others, we're not wise.
Yeah, I like that song, "Only to be what he wants me to be every moment of every day, just to be clay in the potter's hands, only to do what his will commands, only to be what he wants me to be every moment of every day." We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And you may be sitting there as an old clay pot, feeling like you really have nothing to give. No, you are a container to carry the message of the gospel and manifest the glory of God to this world. What a thought! There is no more crucial job going on in the world today than what you are carrying in your clay pot.
And you know, Doc, that's a great thought upon which to end the broadcast, because we're all out of time today. But I can't wait till the next broadcast and we talk more about how God takes this clay that we are. And after he's taken us through the kneading process and he's putting us on the wheel and he begins to shape us to be that container that you're talking about. You can download today's broadcast at our website, www.thewordforlife.org. And while you're downloading today's broadcast, you can download all the broadcasts in our series, God's Glory in Clay Pots. We trust that today's broadcast has been a blessing to you. And until the next time that we're together, may the Lord bless you.